The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. As Jesus passed by, he saw a man blind from birth. His disciples asked him, "Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind?" Jesus answered, "Neither he nor his parents sinned. It is so that the works of God might be made visible through him. We have to do the works of the one who sent me while it is day. Night is coming when no one can work. While I am in the world, I am the light of the world." When he had said this, he spat on the ground and made clay with the saliva and smeared the clay on his eyes and said to him, "Go wash in the pool of Siloam," which means sent. So he went and washed and came back able to see. His neighbors and those who had seen him earlier as a beggar said, "Isn't this the one who used to sit and beg?" Some said it is, but others said, "No, he just looks like him." He said, "I am." So they said to him, "How were your eyes opened?" He replied, "The man called Jesus made clay and anointed my eyes and told me, 'Go to Siloam and wash.' So I went there and washed and was able to see." And they said to him, "Where is he?" He said, "I don't know." They brought the one who was once blind to the Pharisees. Now Jesus had made clay and opened his eyes on a Sabbath. So then the Pharisees also asked him how he was able to see. He said to them, "He put clay on my eyes. I washed, and now I can see." So some of the Pharisees said, "This man is not from God, because he does not keep the Sabbath." But others said, "How can a sinful man do such things, such signs?" And there was a division among them. So they said to the blind man again, "What do you have to say about him, since he opened your eyes?" He said, "He is a prophet." Now the Jews did not believe that he had been blind and gained his sight, until they summoned the parents of the one who had gained his sight. They asked them, "Is this your son, who you say was born blind? How does he now see?" The parents answered and said, "We know that this is your son and that he was born blind. We do not know how he sees now, nor do we know who opened his eyes. Ask him. He is of age. He can speak for himself." His parents said this because they were afraid of the Jews. For the Jews had already agreed that if anyone acknowledged him as the Christ, he would be expelled from the synagogue. For this reason, his parents said, "He is of age, question him." So a second time they called the man who had been blind and said to him, "Give God the praise. We know that this man is a sinner." He replied, "If he is a sinner, I do not know. One thing I do know is that I was blind and now I see." So they said to him, "What did he do to you? How did he open your eyes?" He answered them, "I told you already and you did not listen. Why do you want to hear it again? Do you want to become his disciples too?" They ridiculed him and said, "You are that man's disciple. We are disciples of Moses. We know that God spoke to Moses, but we do not know where this one is from." The man answered and said to them, "This is what is so amazing, that you do not know where he is from, yet he opened my eyes. We know that God does not listen to sinners, but if one is devout and does his will, he listens to him. It is unheard of that anyone ever opened the eyes of a person born blind. If this man were not from God, he would not be able to do anything." They answered and said to him, "You were born totally in sin, and you are trying to teach us?" Then they threw him out. When Jesus heard that they had thrown him out, he found him and said, "Do you believe in the Son of Man?" He answered and said, "Who is he, sir, that I may believe in him?" Jesus said to him, "You have seen him. The one speaking with you is he." He said, "I do believe, Lord," and he worshiped him. Then Jesus said, "I came into this world for judgment, that those who do not see might see, and those who do see might become blind." Some of the Pharisees who were with him heard this and said to him, "Surely we are not also blind, are we?" Jesus said to them, "If you were blind, you would have no sin. Now you are saying, 'We see,' so your sin remains." The Gospel of the Lord. Those who dwell in darkness have seen a great light. I've never known anyone really well who was blind. I've only heard stories or met people, acquaintances. I don't have any idea of what it's like. I know that when I was a child and it was dark, I was scared. I hated to not be able to see. Up until this day, I like having a light on somewhere in the house, mostly so that I don't stub my toe. I came across this interesting story, and there's probably thousands like it, of a group of high school girls who were together in a part of the school that was dark or that didn't have many windows, and one of the young girls was blind. She had been blind, kind of like the man in the story, from birth. And they were gathered together, and all of a sudden the lights and all the power went out in the school. And in this particular room they were in, it was pitch black. And the story says that many of the girls in the room, you know, were scared. They were frightened. They didn't know what to do, except the blind girl. She said, "What's going on?" Exactly. And they told her, and she said, "Oh, well, just grab a hold of me and I'll show you the way out." Blindness is, physical blindness is not really what Jesus is talking about here. This man born blind was not only healed of his sight, he was totally healed of his mind, his body, his soul, his strength. He was able to see with his eyes, but also his faith. The healing of this man gave him the gift of seeing Jesus in his true form as the Son of God, as the Messiah, the Savior of the world. What he saw was what most people in the world struggle to see every day. Spiritual blindness is rampant throughout the world. But it's a part of what we all deal with because of original sin. We are attached to our selfishness, to our love of power, to our need for things, to our indifference to the sufferings of others. We all have our sins. How often do we pass by Jesus? In the community, among our friends or family, those who are around us, wherever it may be, how often do we pass by the Lord and do not see him? It's about awareness. St. Paul, in the second reading, he speaks of the beauty of the light of Christ. He says, "You were once in darkness, but now you are light in Christ. Live this way. Live as children of the light. Why do we keep choosing darkness, sin, the easy way, or the way that leads to terrible sadness? Why do I keep choosing the thing I don't want and not choose what I truly want and desire, which is Christ? St. Paul says that those who walk in darkness are also asleep. He's using that image as well, which means not only can you not see, you have lost the ability to be aware of what's happening around you. You're just in dreamland, if you will. Those who are in this kind of state of sin, they do not see what is happening around them. They are not aware of God's invitation to surrender everything to the love of God. We have to live in the light. We have to be awake. We have to live for Jesus. Seek a sight that helps us to know the truth of Jesus and our Catholic faith given to us by Jesus. Modern culture prefers individual truth. It's a lot of people wandering around believing they are God. It's like an ocean of spiritual blindness. And the Lord is crying out, turn to me with your whole heart, and you will see. You will be aware. You will know. You will be awake. You'll find freedom. You'll find peace. You'll find what you're looking for. It is not turned inward. It's completely turned outward to the Lord. All must come to the light. All must come together as the church with Jesus, with all who know the way to the Father, in the sacraments, through baptism, healed in confession, nourished by the Eucharist, praying the great profession of faith in one voice, I believe in God. Jesus sees this man at the gate, the blind man, born blind. This man born blind is every person. We are born into original sin, but reborn in the waters of baptism and the eternal love of Jesus, we can see, but only through the light of Jesus. That is why Jesus proclaims in this gospel one of the great I am statements, I am the light of the world. Everyone, either in life or in death, comes to this light. I'm reminded of the beautiful words of St. John Paul II. I was reading through some of his writings and quotes today. I grew up with him, and so I'm a product of the St. John Paul generation, the youth that loved him. He said this, dear young people, he's addressing probably people at World Youth Day, but he's addressing all of us. Let yourselves be taken over by the light of Christ and spread that light wherever you are. The most beautiful and stirring adventure that can happen to you is the personal meeting with Jesus, who is the only one who gives real meaning to our lives. Jesus, guide me to this light, In the name of the Father, the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.